Nichols claims he killed Cha Vang in self-defense after Vang shot at him. Both men were squirrel hunting when the confrontation occurred. Vang was shot and stabbed several times. Nichols had gunshot wounds in both of his hands when he was arrested. Nichols claims Vang threatened him in English, but Vang's relatives say he's been in the country less than 2 years and spoke very little English. Hmong associations around the state are urging their members to attend the trial. 25-year-old Zheng Ton Vu of Madison says he probably won't go, but he hopes the trial will promote better relations between Hmong and non-Hmong in the state.
I hope it will be solved in a positive way, some way that will help make people understand who the Hmong is. Just don't say he's guilty or he's not guilty, but we can learn something together as a people that, yes, there may be differences, but and all, we will learn something through each other.
The criminal complaint says Nichols made derogatory comments about the Hmong when he was arrested that prompted many in the Hmong community to call for hate crime charges. The prosecutor decided against it. Nichols' trial comes just 2 years after another racially charged hunting murder in Sawyer County. Chai Vang of Minnesota is serving 6 life sentences for murdering 6 white hunters after an angry confrontation over trespassing. The trial of James Nichols is expected to last through the end of the week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.